The U.S. Supreme Court has lifted a lower court order that temporarily blocked the deportation of undocumented Venezuelan migrants under a centuries-old wartime statute, handing President Donald Trump a major legal victory, while affirming that migrants must still be afforded basic legal protections. In a 5-4 ruling, the court said the migrants deported under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, AEA, must be given notice and a chance to challenge their removal. However, it vacated the restraining order issued by District Judge James Boasberg, citing venue issues, as the affected migrants were detained in Texas, but the case was filed in Washington, D.C. The detainees are confined in Texas, so venue is improper in the District of Columbia, the justices wrote in an unsigned opinion. Detainees subject to removal orders under the EA are entitled to notice and an opportunity to challenge their removal. The decision permits the Trump administration to resume deportations of alleged Tren de Aragua gang members to El Salvador, a process that began on 15 March and had been blocked by federal courts after concerns were raised about the legality of using the EAA, which has historically only been invoked during declared wars. The Alien Enemies Act, passed in 1798, grants the president sweeping powers to deport or detain nationals of a country deemed an enemy of the United States. It has been used during the War of 1812, World War I, and World War II, but never in a conflict without a formal war declaration by Congress, until now. President Trump has described the Tren de Aragua, a violent Venezuelan criminal syndicate, as a foreign terrorist organization waging irregular warfare against the United States. Images released by U.S. immigration officials show deportees shackled and shaven upon arrival at Scott, a maximum security prison in El Salvador known for its harsh conditions. Trump praised the ruling on Truth Social, saying, "A great day for justice in America." Attorneys for several of the deported Venezuelans argued that their clients had no criminal records, were not gang members, and were targeted based on tattoos and ethnicity. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, which brought the case, expressed concern over the ruling, but called the acknowledgement of due process rights an important victory. "We are disappointed that we will need to start the court process over again in a different venue, but the critical point is that the Supreme Court said individuals must be given due process," said ACLU attorney Lee Gallant. The ruling saw an unusual split. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, a Trump appointee, joined the court's three liberal justices in dissent. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson called the use of the EA in this context an extraordinary threat to the rule of law, warning that forcibly deporting individuals without proper review should be quite concerning.